Okay, today's shiur is Brachos Das Samach Dalet. We'll learn today's shiur, which is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daska, L'zecha Nishmas, Shalom ben Tzvi, Tzvi ben Yehuda, and Chana bas Yaakov, the Neshama should each have an Aliyah. We are on Samach Gimel Amud Beis by the... Where are we? By the two dots, Pasach Rabbi Letzer?
Yeah, four lines
at the bottom. Okay, so we're still continuing discussing how the Chachamim, when the Sanhedrin went to Yavne, they darshan and they're poseach b'chol achsanya. So pasach Rabbi Lezer b'noch Rabbi Yosef lili b'chol achsanya. He started the darshan and he opened up by the honor of the hosts. Pasach says in Shmuel Beis. This is talking about where the Aron was in the house of Oved Edom for 3 months. Pasach says vayivarech Hashem es Oved Edom va'avor Aron ha'Elohim Elokim. That Hashem blessed Edom because of the Aron. Valo dvarin kavachomer. It's a kavachomer that you should ma aron shlo achav lo shasa. The aron didn't require much to host it. He didn't eat. It didn't drink. He didn't have to do any hotzos. Ella kibed v'ribeit. He really just had to sweep and wash around it to make sure that it was clean, right? El kibed v'ribeit lefanov. And he got a bracha. Kach hamarech talmid chacham b'sol beisa. So too, someone who hosts a talmid chacham in his house. Umachilu umashkeo and feeds him and provides him a drink. Umahaneu minuchasev and you spend money on his behalf. Alachas kamakam that Hashem is going to bless you. The comparison between the Talmud Chacham and the Aron is obvious because they both contain Torah. That's the luchos are in the Aron. So Hashem will bless them. How do we know? So mayhi habracha sheberko. What was the bracha that Hashem gave to Obed Edom? What was his bracha? Some Rav Yehuda Bar Zvida said, Zo Chamos, what it was Chamos, Ushmone Kaloseha, and his 8 daughters-in-law, right? So he had 8 sons, and his 8 daughters-in-law and his wife, Sheyodu Shisha Shisha Bekeres Echa, they each had 6 children. So they each had six children. And how do we get to that in a second? Shenemar. Shenemar, the pasuk says, now this is when it's listing Oved Edom in Divrei Yomim. So Divrei Yomim is like that sefer we never look at, but it has a lot of lists. It says Pu'ulsai Hashmini, right? Ki Berchu Elohim. Now after the pasuk mentions the 8 sons of Oved Edom, it says Ki Berchu Elohim. So there's a bracha afterwards. Right, and it says, "Uksiv kol eile mibnei over Edom." All these are from bnei over Edom. Uvneiem va'achechem ish chayil bekoach la'avoda. Each one together, shishim ushnayim la'over Edom. There were 62 people. So how do you figure it out? So you have the 9 people, which is his wife plus the 8 daughters-in-law. So that's 9 times 6 would equal what? Would equal 54. Right, finally, things equal 64 plus the 8 sons to begin with, 62 people. So he had 62 people in his family. Now, so what's this whole thing of 6? If you call, then Rabbi Akiva Eger brings down. He says, look at the Gilim Mishas. He says, "V'tzela derech parsha shmos, kasa v'shem l'mafarshim, the zayin chadar miish b'isha." A woman has 6 chambers in her womb. Shloshim mina, shloshim mishmol, 3 on the right, 3 on the left. Echabi emso one in the middle, it is abri mimi, and if she gets pregnant on the right side, yezacharim, she'll have males. Ube small in the cave, she'll have females. Ube emsum tumtum androgynous. Finis abru bechol chedorim, and they got pregnant in each cheder, rak lobe emso the tumtum havi simon kol, and not in the middle. That's what Rashi says in Shmos, but Bnei Yisrael, that they had 6 children at once. He quotes the same idea, that there's something like a 6-chambered uterus. And Eddie Reichman has a whole discussion about that. That was, medically speaking, that's what they believed at the time, that there were six chambers in the uterus, and in each chamber you can implant an embryo. So the bracha was, is 6 at one time. What? Right. I mean, we know that that's not medically correct, so you have to figure out what that means. But that seems to indicate. I mean, Rashi seems to be saying the same thing. Exactly, of course. All right. So Abba Rabbi Avin Halevi. Rabbi Avin Halevi, I'm going to bring a couple of memories of Rabbi Avin Halevi. So, he says, Kol hadochek es hashah, whoever pushes the time, meaning the Rashi seems to indicate that it's not the right time, but he pushes ahead anyway, he forges ahead even though it's not a proper time, shah dochakto, the Zman is going to push him back. He's not going to be Matzliach. Right? The Kol HaNidcha Mipnei Ne'ashah, and whoever just waits his turn, Shah Nidcha Mipanav. After a certain amount of time, you know, he'll be successful. Don't be so pushy, but you'll be successful. You'll be successful. Rashi says, Hadoch Yes Hashah, second line, says, Kigon Avshalom Shabikish Limloch B'Chazaka. He just had to wait. He would have gotten it. Instead, he pushed. Right? Instead, he pushed, and it wasn't the right time. And the Hagos over here says, he didn't want to wait until David Melch died. He wanted to be king right away. It's a fine line between, you know, being aggressive and being pushy. You know, I don't know. You have an opportunity. Maybe sometimes you're supposed to jump on it. I'm not exactly sure what the line is. But they learned it out from the Rabba and Rav Yosef. They learned it out from Rabba and Rav Yosef. The Rav Yosef Nikra Sinai. Rav Yosef was a Sinai. What's the Sinai? We've learned this before. That a Sinai is, Rashi says, Hayu Korin Rav Yosef Shahayu Baki Vibraisus Harve. He had a massive amount of Bikiyas knowledge with Rav Yosef. The Rabba Oker Harim. And Rabba would uproot mountains, Rashi says, Hayu Mechodeded Yosef Pilpul. He could grind and uproot mountains with his pilpul. Big pilpul. He can pull one sugar to the other. So Shochul Hassam. So Itzchok Laishaita. So now we had to determine who became the Rosh Hashiva, right? They had to know who was the Rosh Hashiva. So who's more important? Who's Adif, Sinai or Kraharim? Right. We've seen this again a few times. I know in Bava Kama we've seen it. In Bava Vas we've seen it. So he says. So they asked Shochul Hassam. What? Okay. So Shochul Hassam. They sent to there from. They sent to Eretz Yisrael. And they sent back, they sent their sin of Okaharim Ezah Mikodem, who should come first to be appointed the Rosh Hashiva. So Shalchalahu from Eretz Yisrael, they responded, Sinai Kodem, that Sinai has to come first. Because he's Baki in all these things. So listen, hurry up. So listen, not necessarily Daf Yomi. You have to learn it and understand it and remember it. So he says, Sinai Kodem, why should I call Tzricha Lemari Chitya? Because everyone needs to gather in the wheat. In other words, you need to have everything in one spot. You have to have all the wheat in one spot. You have to gather all of everything in one spot. But Afal became, but nevertheless, Lo Kibbe the lover of Yosef. If Yosef did not accept upon himself to become Rosh Hashiva, I mean, he was pushing the time away from him. The Amalei Kaldai is also interesting, because some stargazer told him, Malchus Tartin Shnin, you're only going to be king, you're only going to be in charge for 2 years, and I guess afterwards you'll die. Rashi says, Malchus Tartin Shnin, Amar im emloch tchila amos osos nasayim. We'll die in 2 years. So, v'nidcha mipnei ha-shah, v'lo avalimlo. So he pushed the time away, and he did accept the appointment. V'ha-shah amdolo, shlo si shnosu v'kach. And he cheated death, basically, for the amount of time that he wasn't Rosh Hashiva. Right? But, so, afal pish kain, lo kibo lar of Yosef, to amar l'kadoi, Malchus Tartin Shnin. So, Malach Rabba Esmer Tartin Shnin. So, Rabba became the Rosh Hashiva for 22 years. Malach Rav Yosef Tartin Shnin Upalva. And only after that, Rav Yosef learned, Yosef became the Rosh Hashiva for 2.5 years. And he basically lived for another 22 years.
I have a religion
list. Yeah.
Self-fulfilling prophecy, but this is what happened.
I don't know.
Because afterwards, that he didn't take a position, lived for 2 more years afterwards. And.
Yeah, could have been he was 60 years old, and then he lived till he was 88, and then he died at 84. I don't know. It seems to indicate that it's based on the...
Because he didn't make the position.
He was able to survive. Okay. So, Kol Hanach Shnev de Malach Rabban, all these years that... It's funny how they call the Rosh Hashiva like Malach. It was all the 22 years that Rabba was the Rosh Hashiva. I feel umna lebeis lokara. Rabbi Yosef didn't even call the blood letter to his house. So he didn't take any advantage of the position that he should have had. He didn't want to have any. Rashi says umna leves lokara lo hanakol osn shanim shum tzad tzrora. Any kingdom or any official title. He didn't make any high schools. He didn't take advantage because he didn't want it to be have any indication that he was a Rosh Hashiva for those years. Okay, next member of Rav Avin Halevi. The Amar of Avin Halevi. My Dixiv, what's the Kavanah of the Pasuk that says, Yanchal Hashem B'Yom Sara, Yisagef Hashem L'Yakov, Hashem should answer me my time and my distress. He should respond to, Okay, Yaakov, but okay, Avram Yitzchak, he's only the God of Yaakov, he's not the God of Avram Yitzchak. Mikan Le'Bal HaKoreh, from here we see that the owner of the beam, who wants to move it from one place to another place, He should, you know, carry it as well. The boss should, the owner should also seem to carry the beam. Rashi says, "Im bolut haltlam imakol makol l'titel b'vinyan." Klomar, so has it translated over here. Yaakov shekol habanim shelo b'torch b'gidulam yavakish lo merachven. So somehow Yaakov, who is the Bala Korah, because he was torich and all these his sons, and all his sons became the are like the beams. So he's the one who we're supposed to dive into. I'm still not sure I get that. Yeah, but he was also metatl and Yishmael.
I understand that, but he had.
I think all the people who we come from.
Exactly, it wasn't all for us.
Maybe. Okay. Vamer Rav Ben Halevi, Kol Hanene Misudah Shel Tamich Al Chacham Sharoi B'Tzocho Ki Ilu Nene Misiv Shchina. Whoever has Hana from a Suda where Tamich Chacham is sitting, it says if he's Nene from the Ziv Shchina. Shnei Mar, because it says by Yisro. Vayevo Aharon, Aharon came, because Zikne Yisrael and all the Zikanim, Lecho Lechem Im Kosei Moshe Lefnei Elokim. They came to eat bread with Moshe in front of God. They really eat it in front of Hashem. They ate it in front of Moshe. Why does it say Elohim? Ella to teach us. Whoever is Nehneh from Masuda with Hachamim is sitting there. Moshe Rabbeinu obviously here. He's Nehneh from the Zevashkina. He's Nehneh from the Zevashkina. So I'm not sure what was. You say that Yisrael came before Matan Torah. So Moshe was a Tamil Chacham of what? There was no Torah yet. Wasn't given yet. So what's the definition of a Tamil Chacham? Oh, okay, so he's a tzaddik, he's a navi. Oh, okay. No. The Amar of Avin Alevi, Rav Lam Levi continued and said, Haniftar mechaveru, if you're separating from your friend, al yomer lo lech bishalom, don't say lech bishalom with a beis, el lech lishalom with a lamed. So Yisro asha Amar Lamoshe, Yisro, when he left, When he said to Moshe to go to Mitzrayim, he says Lech l'shalom. Olav isliach. Moshe was masliach. David she'amar lo l'avshalom. David who said to Avshalom when he left before he rebelled, he said Lech b'shalom, and therefore then Olav v'nitla. In the end, he ended up getting his hair tangled in the tree and hanging and dying. Yoav came along actually and killed him. The Amar Rabbi Avin Halevi. Rabbi Avin Halevi says as well, Haniftar min ameis, but if you're separating from the mace, al yomer lo leich lishalom. Don't say it with halamid, el leich bishalom. Say it with a base. Shneemar, the pasuk says by Avraham Ravino, v'ata tavo el avosecha bishalom tikaver b'sheva tova. So you say bishalom to a mace. Amar Rabbi Levi Barchia, hayotzim beis hakneses. Someone who's leaving the beis hakneses, v'nichlas leveis hamedrash v'osik b'torah, and he goes from the shul to the beis medrash to learn zochel mekabel pnei shchina. He gets to greet the Shechina. Shneemar, the pasuk says, "Yelchu Michael Achayil." Go from one strength to the other strength. I guess here meaning from shul to learning. Yireh El Elokim B'Tzion. You will see Hashem in Tzion. But Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Rav, Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi continues. Tamidei Chachamim Ein LaMenucha Lo LaOlam Hazeh VeLo LaOlam Haba. They have no rest in this world and in the next world. Just like I guess they're Amel in Torah Olam Hazeh. So too, they're going to be Amel and Torah and Olam Haba. Shneemar Yelchu Mechayel El Choyel Yiraeh El Elokim B'Tzion. From all their isuk in the Torah, they're going to be going from one place to the next place, and they'll be from Chayel El Choyel, and they'll be learning in the base medrash above as well. Just, I guess a raya over here that you after davening should probably sit and learn a little bit because it's Mechayel El Choyel. Okay, last lines of the Masechta. Seen this before? Amar Velazar Mechamina Chanina. They bring peace to the world. Right, so there's peace. Al tikri banayach ela bonayach. And the Talmidei Chachamim consider the bone in ma'olam because they are the ones who keep the world in peace. Keep the ones who keep the world in place, and they are marvim shalom ba'olam. And as it continues, shalom rov lovei sarosech ve'in lo michshol. There should be shalom to those who love Torah, and they shouldn't fail. Yehi shalom v'chelech shavim rosayach. There should be peace in your area, and there should be peace in the castle. Leman achai v'raya adar b'na shalom bach. Leman beis Hashem al-gein avach shetolach. Hashem oz amol yitain. Hashem yivarech es amol b'shalom. Hajjan alach haroa eshlik lomasechas brachos. Mazel tov. Mazel tov. Mazel tov. Mazel tov.